In times of crisis, time is of the essence. In many parts of the world, there are hospitals and doctors to treat urgent needs. But in Syria, medical support is nearly non-existent. And too often, people are left without emergency care. The Syrian American Medical Society refuses to accept any of this as okay. Risking it all on the front lines of crisis relief in Syria and beyond, SAM's staff and volunteers rush life-saving medical care to people in acute need.
And at SAMS, we call our medical professionals heroes, simply for going into work each day.
Responding to some of the world's worst humanitarian crises, SAMS establishes field hospitals, dental clinics, birthing facilities, and mental health centers where it is needed most to those most in need.
Each day, we have 6,000 medical service provided. Each day, we have 6,000 success stories, we hope. Syria is different for us. It's home. So we do these things with passion.
But great work comes at a great cost. SAMS has documented at least 76 attacks on healthcare facilities.
We lost 42 staff altogether since 2015. We had doctors who were exposed to chemical attacks and refused to leave the operating room, refused to leave the patient and succumb to the attack.
In the midst of loss and constant danger, SAMS has provided nearly 20 million medical services to over 12 million people, free of charge.
We focus on saving one life at a time. The victims, their relatives, neighbors, colleagues. So when we help them, we are helping ourselves.
What gives me hope is seeing the patients getting better, seeing kids are happy and going back to school, seeing the mothers laughing and joking and being productive.
IRC has always been a friend of SAM's. I think of IRC as setting the standard for others that we need to achieve ourselves. And we have strengthened ourselves and become a better agency overall by our partnership with IRC.
SAM's volunteers and staff will continue to risk their lives to save lives.